Welcome to episode 228 of Fly Away. We're a group of agents from Outlander Travel who get together every week to talk about all things travel. Whether you've been listening for a while or just tuning in, we're happy you found us. We truly believe that travel has the power to change the world, and we want to inspire others to come along with us. We chat about destinations, current events, our favorite experiences, and lots more. We love to hear your feedback and ideas for topics, so be sure to connect with us on our website, Facebook, or Twitter. My name is Laura, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Donna, Lindsay, and Sandy. I'd also like to introduce a very special guest, my friend Kim Deaton, who's here to talk about her recent trip to see the Panama Canal. The Panama Canal is a bucket list trip for many avid cruisers. Built by the United States in 1914, the approximately 40-mile canal was turned back over to Panama in 1999. It connects Panama City on the west side to Colón on the east side. Kim cruised with Norwegian Cruise Line and was able to visit 9 additional ports on her 14-night cruise. And we can't wait to hear about it. So let's get started. Hey, Kimmy.
Welcome. Hey, Laura. Hey, everybody.
Hello. Welcome.
So yeah. We're really glad you're here. And one of the questions that I've been thinking about is why the Panama Canal? Why was that on your bucket list?
Well, I've always wanted to go to the Panama Canal. And every time I'd mention it to someone, everybody says, well, you did 20 years in the Navy. Didn't you get enough time out there? And did you ever get to see it then? And I said, no, I never was lucky enough to see that. And so it was just really fascinating to actually get to go finally after hearing about it for so many years.
So I wanted to know, I didn't realize until I wrote these show notes, though, how long it is. So I'm curious how long it actually takes you to go through it.
Well, I think there's more than one set of locks. There's 2 sets, I think, further up. When you go to the first set, I was surprised to find out that it's not just something it goes in and you lift it up every foot or so. And then it goes on through the canal, but it actually is about 2 or 3 hours long to go through it. And you can go outside and watch these little gate trawlers carry lines to the ship that keeps it in between the lines, in between the Panama Canal. It's positioned perfectly.
So it's not swaying from side to side?
Yes, it was very fascinating to see. And it's very modernized now, apparently. They had other ways to do it before. There was a man that came aboard the ship who worked at the Panama Canal, and he told us a lot of the history as we went through it, which was really neat.
Oh, that's cool.
You could actually watch all this stuff as it was happening. So I learned a lot there, and I was really fascinated with it.
Yeah, aren't there new locks now? Shouldn't they just get redone?
That is amazing. So anyway, we go through the first set of locks, and then we actually disembarked into the Gatun Lake, and that's where we started doing some of our sightseeing. But then one of the trips, we got to go over to the new locks, and it's actually a little film and a museum type thing, and they walk you out to the edge, and you can actually see how the new locks are working, which is much more economical because the water recycles itself. 60% of it is reused instead of letting all this water in and out for the ships to go through, which is the ships, you can look down the ocean and just see them lined up for, I don't know how long, but that was really neat. So they've really come a long way with this, the new locks and all the history. I mean, that's fascinating.
So how long did you wait?
The lock has to close and then only one ship at a time can go in.
Yeah, that's true with the old locks. Each section locks off, and then the next section locks off. But on the new canals that come through, they can send through 2 or 3 long ones. I mean, huge. They've got all these shipping containers on them. It's massive.
Yeah.
And that was very fascinating to watch.
Do you know how long you had to wait in line? Like when they were queued up?
Well, our wait wasn't too long because we had been traveling at night and we came up first thing in the morning. There was a couple of ships in front of us. So maybe 45 minutes or so.
Okay. But
there is also a new bridge that's being built all the way across the Panama Canal, and they're not quite done with it, but that's going to take a lot of the the travel away for things other than ships.
Wow.
Very neat. Yeah, some people that had been there before had not seen that bridge.
That's cool.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. So
I'm not imagining in my mind seeing ships lined up in the ocean, kind of like a traffic jam, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It was. It was. Yeah.
Rush hour. That's what I'm thinking about. Rush hour. When it, you know, car behind car, you know, ship behind ship. You know, they're like, honey, I'm going to be home late. We're third in line.
Yep. It's true. It was like that. And it was really neat to see, though.
So when ships are doing what they call a repositioning cruise, like if they're going from the Caribbean up to do the Alaska season, that would be when they'd go all the way through both locks.
Probably.
So, yeah. 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 And so. And you did one where you turned around and then came back because you were round trip Tampa, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Yeah, we were. But we got off at Gatun Lake and then we took one of those scenic tours. You get on another little boat and go around the lake and we got to see sloth hanging from the trees and, nice. And just really interesting things that you just can't imagine. They're just hanging there waiting for us to come by and see them.
Yeah, that's one of the things I was surprised when I was researching for the show notes. It was talking about the biodiversity and, you know, I guess there's some museums and some kind of rehab centers for animals and things like that. So,
yeah. Yeah, we didn't see that, but we seen the actual sloth hanging from the trees.
That's cool.
And some very interesting birds. Pardon?
You didn't invite them to come home with you?
Oh, no, it's kind of goofy enough around here.
I always feel like you could just carry them around like a baby or something, you know?
Yeah, but I've heard they tend to have a little bit of an odor.
Yes, that's what I've heard, and they're kind of nasty because bugs live on them because they're so slow. It doesn't bother them. It helps them out, but yeah, vermin live on them.
Yeah, you never see them scratching, like, really fast or anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you said you got off, you took a tour of the lake. Then did you get back on the ship and go out the other end of the canal? How did that work?
Well, the ship turned around and went back out the other same way that came in. And those of us who chose to get off and do some other tours, went to, we caught the ship back in the Cologne.
Okay.
So we got to see some of the city and walking tour. And they picked us up there, and we had to go through that line of customs and things. I guess it was kind of a longer line than usual. But it was interesting. We had time to stop and have, a little sandwich or something at one of the little outdoor delis, and that was interesting.
Did you like Cologne?
Yeah, it was nice. It was pretty, and they had music and things and, you know, colorful things, and but it was nice to be with a group of people. I wouldn't want to just be traveling alone there.
Did you do a cruise line excursion or did you do a third party?
No, it was a cruise line excursion.
Okay.
Yep. So. All the excursions I took were with the cruise line.
That's cool.
One of the cool things was you were on with Norwegian Cruise Line, right?
Right.
And so there was like nine, this was a 14-day cruise. There were like 10 ports.
Yes.
You know, and kind of a little plug for Norwegian. They had a great promotion going. So
yeah.
you got money like in every port to spend on your excursion. So that was,
right.
That made it great for you guys, didn't it?
That was really terrific. Yeah. We got to, places that I'd never been. I had never been to Jamaica and Costa Rica and Belize. I mean, Costa Rica was my favorite. It was just gorgeous. We did one of the waterfall jungle hikes up through there. And that was just pristine beauty. Just we could actually have time to swim in the waterfalls and lots of birds and you know, the guides are very helpful because they tell you all the things you can and do and the plants, what kind of plants. None of them that were poisonous that I could tell, but there were certain trees that we weren't supposed to touch. And then
oh really? That's cool.
Yeah. Right. And then Jamaica, we did the tubing tour. We went down, it's just like the lazy river, a bunch of tubes tied together.
Nice.
And we just went down this beautiful water, and this guide was just telling us all the history of it and the birds. And then we ended up into this, like a place to have sandwiches and warm food and swimming hole. It was really neat.
Dunn's River?
No, it's probably Fern Gully.
What's the other name?
The Fern Gully Blue Hole.
Maybe. Yeah. I can't remember.
It's one of my favorite places to go because it's just as nice as Dunn's River, but there's probably 20 people instead of 300.
Yeah. Okay. That was probably it because you're right. It wasn't overcrowded. Exactly.
Well, before we totally leave the canal, I just wanted to bring up an interesting point that I found out when kind of researching about it for you guys, which is it's hot there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I definitely have to say it was very hot. It wasn't nearly as buggy as they said to watch out for, but I would definitely take some bug spray. But it was very hot. We had to keep lots of water in us, and thank you for the water. And, yeah, it was amazing.
So what time of year did you go?
November.
Okay.
Right before Thanksgiving, right?
Yes.
So that's good to know that you need to bring your bathing suit.
Oh, yeah.
I would imagine. Yep. Yeah.
Well, the other piece of it is that people will, like, often get balconies thinking they're going to be in their balcony while they're in the canal. And there are some – they just – you need to be smart and ask your travel agent if it's a good time of year that you'll really be able to be out on it in the canal because it gets really, really, really hot there, like almost uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's true. We did we were out there for a while, and it's fun to see, but it's nice to have, you know, the sliding doors to get back in and just come off and, you know, watch. I mean, you can watch a lot of this stuff from the balcony, but like I said, being on the bow of the ship and hearing all the history was really amazing.
Yeah.
That's a really nice added feature when they come aboard and tell you what's going on as you go through it.
I always encourage people, you know, it's like when you're in Alaska, oftentimes the rangers will come on board.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when you have a local expert come on to talk about, you know, what you're seeing, it really adds to the...
It really did, yes. Yeah. Yep.
I have a question about Belize, because Norwegian has their own private kind of resort, Harvest Cay.
Yes.
Which I have not seen yet. So can you talk a little bit about that? Did you spend any time off the ship there?
Yes, I got off the ship there, and it was it's a very pretty, cozy little area. You have lots of beach time, or you can also swim in the pool. They have a huge pool. They have lots of music, and there's drink and food and shopping. They have like a little place where you can play on the waves, the wave runners or some kind of things. There's something for everyone there. And even though it's a protected little area that they have, it's really a nice feature just to kind of, you know, sort of downsize a little bit since you're, for most people that are getting off at every port, you know, when you get to one where you can just chill out and not have to do something, that made it really nice.
So the food and stuff, was that included in your cruise fare because it's their kind of resort area?
The lunch was, but I think there's other places that you can stop and eat or buy drinks or things. But, yeah, we had a lunch on there as well because you could either stay on the ship or you could, you know, eat it. It's just a cafeteria line, sort of like.
Mm-hmm.
Hamburgers and hot dogs. And
yeah, sort of like that, right.
Yeah, and Kim has a housemate who went with her. This was her first cruise.
Yes.
Wow. And tell how old she is. Off a big one to start off the first
one. Yeah, really.
Tell how old she is, Kim.
74.
Nice.
And she did every single excursion, didn't she, with you?
She sure did. Yep. She got tired, but she had a lot of fun.
I said,
sleeping at night.
I said, did Anne have a good time? And she said, and she ate, and she ate.
Oh, yeah. Now, listen, the food was really, really good, but besides that, we got the opportunity to eat at four of, you know, signature restaurants, the specialty restaurants. And that was really delicious. The one that we really liked was not the Hungarian. The one that had all the different meats.
The Brazilian steakhouse kind of one?
Yeah.
I did that on the Epic, the Norwegian Epic. That was... It's insane how much meat they bring
in. And I've eaten in a lot of places and a lot of countries and a lot of cultures. But that was my first time to experience that, and it was amazing.
Yeah.
I was so full I couldn't possibly eat another bite.
And you've done other cruise lines and other companies and other itineraries and stuff before.
That's true. Yes, quite a few. This was about my 14th cruise, I think.
Oh, wow.
So how did you like the anytime dining that Norwegian?
That's the best. That's the best. Mm-hmm. I love just going whenever and finding my own little place to eat. You can eat with a group, or you could just say, you know, you want to eat by yourself. I mean, it was real open, and they were very amenable.
Is there anything else about the ship that I haven't been on that class of ship for Norwegian yet? I've been on their newer ones. So you said you had four different specialty restaurants?
Yeah, well, there's more than that. We had a selection.
Okay.
We got a package deal for four of them, but I think there's like six or seven of them.
Okay. And what about the entertainment? What was that like?
The entertainment was very good. It was very entertaining. The music and the dancing, there was maybe two nights where the ship was a little, you know, choppy water. Mm-hmm. And so you could kind of feel some gentle swaying, and they were up there doing these dance numbers and they didn't miss a beat. I mean, you just hardly even know you're on board the ship. It was great. Yeah. They're very, very skilled dancing. Very, very good entertainment. And the comedy was pretty good. The late night shows I didn't stay for, but I heard that got a little rowdy. So
yeah, I never stay up that late either. I get made fun of.
So you went to Belize. You went to You went to the canal. How about Roatan or Honduras?
No, it was Guatemala and Costa Maya.
Okay,
they were good. Guatemala was really pretty. We went to see some ancient ruins, and we kind of went way up this mountain, and we could just see out forever. And the forest was kind of reminds me of, you know, here sometimes when you're in the mountains and you can just see, you know, trees and there's no buildings and roads, and it was really neat to be out there. Costa Maya, we did one tour on that, I think. We went to see the Mayan ruins and the spice store. The spice tour was amazing. You get in this little tractor that pulls a trailer around. It's very comfortable, but they show you all how everything starts out as seedlings and all the spices and flowers and things. And you get to actually, they'll stop and get off and pull it, and you can pick it and smell it. And I mean, it was really, really involved. Just not just, you know, you just don't just sit in this thing and they pull you around. You really get to interact.
That's cool.
Yeah, I enjoy that a lot.
I did the ruins from Costa Maya before too. That was really cool.
Yeah. That is pretty interesting if you've never seen anything like that before.
Yeah. We saw monkeys too when we were there.
Yeah. We did too.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was cool.
And they were loud.
Yeah. Yeah. And we were like, don't stand under them.
What about Cartagena?
That was pretty neat. There's a lot of vendors and shopping and vendors along the streets. Mm-hmm. And we went by a couple of the old churches, and there was a little place we stopped and had lunch, and they had the little music playing and the little, you know, mandolins and guitars and things, and to try the coffees, and, you know, to actually be able to do all that was really neat. So
you didn't happen to run into Michael Douglas, did you?
Sure didn't. Nope.
He looks really good carrying around a big old die or a big old emerald. So,
yeah. Yep. I've seen a lot of the emeralds. That was very nice.
Well, one of the neat things, and kind of a, you know, a lot of people say, you know, when the cruise lines come out with all these promotions and they'll see all these things they can get free, they'll say, you know, I can just book it online and get this myself. But one of the plugs for this is because of the place that we're, you know, the associations that we have with our agency.
Yes.
They had already done $100 per port. That was part of the promotion. You got $100 per port, right?
Right.
And then we because of our association, we added an extra $50 to that. So Kim and I talked about, by the time that cruise was over, we had saved her $1,500.
Nice.
Yeah.
Because it was 10 ports, and they had $150 to spend in excursions in every port.
Yeah.
So we only had to, you know, they still wound up having to add on little things here, little things there, but it wasn't very much.
Well, you know, traveling, you always have to do that.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. I have to have this beautiful scarf, and I've got to have this beautiful shirt.
No, but I just mean it didn't pay for, like, all the excursion. There was, like, sometimes a little bit left over.
It was a great cushion. And all the other little amenities that came along with it. I mean, we got water and, you know, delivered to the room, and we got the four meals. I don't think there was ever a price limit set on it. Just, you know, each of us had a meal at these specialty restaurants. And I mean, all we did is leave a tip. I mean, there were just some great advantages to having, you know, your company book our tour, because we didn't have to do anything really, just get on there.
Shameless plug.
Oh, I loved it. I appreciate it. Yeah, it was fantastic.
So what would you, if someone's thinking about the Panama Canal, what would you tell them?
Definitely go and explore. And there's nothing like seeing it in person rather than reading it or hearing about it. Mm-hmm. I've heard about it for years, but it was just fascinating to actually see how it works and to be there in person. Definitely do it. Yeah, don't let any more time waste by. Just go for it.
It's on my list.
Good. Do it.
No, we love to talk about food here, so I don't want to leave without doing that.
Yeah.
And were there any special things that you ate either on the ship or like locally that you thought were really, besides the endless meat?
Well, actually, yes. One of the things that I did like, every morning I could get fresh fruit. Just about anything I wanted. It was already cut up for me. I just went up and got a bowl of it. You have options at every meal if you want pasta or meat or no meat or fruits or vegetables. Every meal that's available. And then at night, if you know, I just wanted a light meal, I could do that. Or if I just wanted to scrounge, I could. But I always had ice cream every night. I mean, you know, who does that, right? I mean, so the food was delicious. And that's what I said, my housemate eats every 2 hours, so she was in glory. Yeah, it's fantastic. It's great.
And how about like when you were in the ports? Did you try anything in the ports that was really like anything from the country that was really good?
No, nothing stood out. Not really. Just the coffees. You know, the coffees like in Jamaica and Costa Rica, and Colombian coffee. I mean, I had coffee everywhere. So, and I bought some and brought it back too. So
I should have known that's what you were going to bring up.
Yep. That's my thing. That's
the rule is, you know, you wait 3 hours and 15 cups of coffee before you talk to Kim in the morning.
Not that many. Come on. Maybe two or three.
Okay. Sorry for a coffee lover.
Yay.
Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. We'd love for you to share your life-changing travel moments with us on our Facebook page. You can find us on the Facebook as Fly Away or from the podcast page at outlendertravel.com. Please be sure to subscribe to us and to leave a review in iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. We'd love to hear from you. On behalf of Sandy, Donna, Lindsay, and myself, Laura, and our special guest, Kim,
yay,
thanks for joining us this week. We gotta fly.
Fly away. Bye-bye.